It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling okay-ish. Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. When you hear this, I have officially reached the last day of my employment contract, so I'm feeling weird about that. But at the same time, it's kind of a liberating feeling. I can't really explain it. And I just want to say I'm very tired and I'm not really feeling myself. But I've talked about this a couple of times that it's important to show up anyway and to do what you set out to do anyway, because yeah, it's just part of life that sometimes you don't necessarily feel good or amazingly confident. So I think in this episode, I'm just going to give you a couple of life updates. Let's start with something that isn't so good. My mom actually had an accident in the garden. A huge stone pillar basically hit her in the face, and now she has a black eye. And she was so lucky, and this sounds counterintuitive, but like, given that this thing is weighing tons, or what feels like it, and it hit her in the face, she could have had a much worse injury. But she was really lucky in that everything stayed intact basically. And so be careful out there and remember that there's potential for accidents in the home environment. So definitely when you're working on something in the garden or in the house or in the apartment, just be careful. And as I've mentioned before, my last days of vacation are approaching. So it feels strange to know that you're changing tracks, if you will. I don't know what the future holds job-wise for me, but I know I'm going to find the perfect job pretty soon. Maybe for a change, a little health update from me. I'm actually not feeling very good. I am sort of struggling with fatigue and also being out of breath really quickly. And I feel very weak and like my pulse is very high, but my heart rate is really low. So it's a very weird feeling at the moment. And I know I'm not at 100% energy-wise. I mean, I haven't been in a really long time, and that's definitely something that comes with an autoimmune disease. I have Hashimoto's. I haven't really talked about this in depth before, but I've had it since the age of 15 when it was diagnosed, and I personally think that I've had it even longer. So I think it started when I was 12, that my thyroid values were kind of off for the first time, but the doctor didn't really check up on it afterwards. So I think I could have been taller if it had been treated earlier. I could have omitted a very negative, depressive episode when I was about 14, and it could have just literally given me a different life quality if I had discovered this earlier and if it had been treated differently. I'm now trying to manage my symptoms, not just with medication, but also with diet. I've been gluten-free for 6 years in the past, and it didn't really make a difference because gluten is said to impact Hashimoto's greatly, because the thyroid hormone and the chemical molecule for gluten are pretty similar in their structure. So it's said that the body kind of mistakes the gluten particles for thyroid tissue, or the other way around, and kind of attacks it. And yeah, I don't know. It's just awful. So if you're living with an autoimmune disease, you basically know that you're probably always up to something. Part of my immune system is always alert and it's always working. And if you have an autoimmune disease, you know the feeling that you basically can never truly relax and wind down because you're always struggling and your body is always working. And I haven't felt super energetic in years and even decades. So I know what that feels like, and I feel with you. And I know that people who don't have autoimmune diseases usually don't understand this, but it's a real thing. Like, fatigue in autoimmune diseases is so common, unfortunately. And yeah, so you're probably not lazy, you're just tired. And here is a fun fact. I'm recording this episode laying down, so I'm definitely fitting the topic. And yeah, so maybe one last little tangent. I have finally started working on a big new series of drawings, which I'm so excited for and about. It's going to be about women in myths and legends and ancient stories. So I'm very excited, and I'm looking forward to working on this. And I have actually started doing that, but I'm noticing that it's so hard to work on the format I've decided to work on because it's huge. It's an A1 format, so that means roughly 60 centimeters by 84 centimeters. So that is huge. It's almost like 1 meter tall. And yeah, but I'll be working on that. I don't know how long it's going to take me. I have worked on a smaller drawing that took me 50 hours, so this could easily take 100. But I'm up for the challenge. I'm very motivated. And yeah, let's see where this goes. I'm definitely going to document it and keep you posted. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm at World of Vila on Instagram. You can just stay in the loop with the process. And I think this is it for this episode. I know it was all over the place, but sometimes, you know, we just need to update each other. So I thought, why not do this today? Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate you. And if you liked this, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. And I will catch you next Sunday with hopefully a special announcement. Stay tuned. Bye.